92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk. It is Mike Wimacher. Our next guest, I'm very excited to talk to. You may know her as Lana from her time in the WWE, where she also appeared on the show Total Divas. Currently see her in the Surreal Life reboot on VH1. Welcome to the show, actress, dancer, entrepreneur, wrestler. I could go on and on. CJ Perry. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Let's start with this Surreal Life reboot. It's a very interesting cast of characters on this particular show. How's your experience been? And I have to ask, who has the best stories? You, Stormy Daniels, or Dennis Rodman?
I mean, we will all give each other a run for our money, let me tell you. Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about Surreal Life is truly everyone's kind of iconic in their own way. And everyone has, like, everyone is successful in their own genre. I mean, Dennis Rodman is 30 years plus older than me, so I hope I can become that iconic the time I'm his age. But, you know, Stormy Daniels, she's a freaking genius. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a freaking genius, and she's really, really funny. And I think you see that in the show. You really go, whoa, like, this girl has a couple, Tamar, Manny, and Stormy Daniels, and you see when you watch the show, they have probably the most interview time, which is the green screen time where they're, you know, where they cut to you. And they're so witty. Like, they have so many one-liners. They're so hilarious. So you see why they get that time. And Stormy would just be spitting out one-liners. So, you know, there's a reason why she's won Director of the Year, Producer of the Year, Editor of the Year, Writer of the Year, Actress of the Year. I mean, it might be an adult film, but it's still, there's still competition out there. She's won all the awards, let me tell you.
Well, let me ask you then, you know, you talk about her being a freaking genius, and you have a subscription, you know, site and the social medias. Was there anything you learned from her about how to manage that and help move that forward in your own life?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes, please subscribe to cjperry.com. Everyone, go right now. And if you're a wrestling fan, definitely subscribe, because this week we're going to be releasing an iconic shoot with me and my husband, Miro, formerly known the Rusev. And it's going to be, I finally convinced him to do a shoot for the site. It's going to be for Christmas and his birthday. And, you know, I had to basically beg him to touch my boob, but you know, he did. It was great. So you guys are gonna have to subscribe immediately. You know, it's funny because, like, I now that you talk about it, I think I might need to call Stormy Daniels right after this and get some pointers.
Right.
I don't think she was on OnlyFans at the time, and I hadn't opened cjperry.com either. I actually started it in May.
Okay.
And it's been such a huge blessing. But I have noticed, it was funny because there's a thing that on the show where Stormy has the most beautiful feet. Like, she has the perfect ballerina feet.
You would know. As a ballerina yourself, you would know.
Exactly. Being a former professional ballerina from Russia, I know great feet. And so I literally, innocently was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with your feet. You point your feet, and she's like, you know, because she knows, like, people have weird fetishes.
Right.
I didn't know. I'm a little innocent CJ here. And she's like, okay, weirdo. And next thing you know, they use that clip, and I tweeted it out. And she's like, thanks. I got a bunch of freaking people subscribing just off of that video.
A bunch of weirdos asking for DMs of feet vids now, thanks to CJ Perry.
We are so funny.
We're
so
talking
funny.
With actress, entrepreneur, wrestler CJ Perry. Let's talk a little bit about the wrestling industry. One thing I think that has to be difficult and people don't realize is to learn to embrace the boos. How long did it take you to embrace the hatred and the vitriol that the fans were showing towards you when you and Rusev were heels?
Oh my God, I love that question. First of all, I thought you just said how did you learn how to embrace the booze as a drinking? I'm like, that is a good question.
Well, that too. You never know, a beer may be flying your way. You're not quite sure.
Oh, yeah, I definitely did have some beer fly my way, and I definitely hit my head a couple times. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the majority of my career, I was a heel, and same with Rusev. I think seven out of 8 years, I was a heel, and it's crazy. The booze was not hard for me to accept. The people, the lack of, like, when you're a heel and you really, really commit to being a bad guy, and I'm not talking about, like, cool heels, like, you know, when Kevin Owens was a heel,
right,
Sasha Banks was a heel, you know, they were, Alexa Bliss was a heel, all of those were cool heels, and so people still engage in their social, but the hardest thing of being a bad guy, really committing to being hated, is it kind of screws with your engagement on social forever, because there isn't a boo button. There isn't a thumbs down. And so what happens is people, like, don't like or don't comment, or they ignore you. And you know, in this day and age, all that stuff kind of matters. So, like, that's the one, and people just don't know. Like, we in the industry know that, but, you know, that's good. That's why in movies, when you watch Marvel or DC, especially now, they always have the good guy win, because that will, they understand they need to sell merchandise. They need to keep people happy. And so those are the things you learn in WWE, the psychology behind everything. And that, and I'm very grateful for that. I was very lucky to be with Rusev, who is one of, and Miro. He's one of the greatest villains of all time. And I think I was paired with him immediately, where he, and if you asked him, any of his favorite characters growing up were villains. And so that's also why he's the greatest villain of all time. You ask him, it wasn't the good guys. It wasn't the baby faces of the movies. It was the heels. And he studied them. And so he, and, you know, maybe he's also so brilliant in that way that he knows he fits the casting of a villain. And so he studied it even more, and being a, you know, being Bulgarian, you're always going to be the villain in the United States, that's for sure. Eastern Europe, Russia, you're a bad guy. So he...
that's just the history of the industry.
Exactly. And so he just taught me immediately of how, like, you got to commit to it. Don't get you want them to boo. And he, I remember I would be out there in the ring, and I would, because I did the majority of the talking, I was the mouthpiece, and very modeled kind of off of the Rocky IV, Bridget Nielsen.
You did a fantastic
kind of
job, yes.
And thank you. And he sometimes, you know, they would be booing, and then sometimes I would, or they would be chanting something, and then he would be like, whisper in my ear, say this. And it would get, I would say it, and then it would get even louder. And so I learned, I fast-tracked, because I had that person there that had already studied it so much. And I'm so grateful, because it taught me, I embraced it immediately. As long as they were making noise, I was happy. Because that, if they're making noise, it doesn't matter if they're booing or they're cheering you.
They're reacting.
Going to make the company. Yeah, they're reacting. And that means you're going to make the company money. And at the end of the day, this is a business.
Yes.
And so... See, yeah, I love being a villain. You can always get people to boo you.
Right.
Stop begging people to cheer for you.
CJ Perry, I wish I could talk to you longer. I could talk to you for hours and hours about wrestling. You're a huge fan. I appreciate your time. And on the way out, two things. Could you put in a good word with me, with the Redeemer? I don't want my soul taken away. I'm a little scared of that. And two, will we ever celebrate Rusev Day again, possibly?
Well... you know, it just happens the Redeemer's fighting some on some battlefield with against a couple gods, you know? And so I, when he returns home from the battlefield, I'll definitely let him know to save your soul.
Thank you.
and, yeah, I mean, the Rusev Day will never die, and it's always going to be around. The kids are going to want to sing it, and I'm sure it will make a return in WWE at some point. And, you know, Rusev, well, whatever he shows back in, whatever freaking name or gimmick or character he returns at some point in WWE is going to be iconic, you know? That's the great thing about wrestling is it doesn't matter what company you work for, what promotion, anything can happen. And let's be honest, we know that everyone always returns back to WWE at some point.
It's much like comic books. You're never really gone. You're always going to be coming back in one way or the other.
Exactly. It's exactly like that.
CJ Perry, thank you so much. Have a wonderful holiday season and best of luck going forward with all the endeavors, and hope to have you back on the show again sometime.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to come back.
Thank you. That is CJ Perry, former wrestler, known as Lana. And you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a fan of Miro Rusev, it looks like it's a good chance he'll be back in the WWE sometime soon.